This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Barfield, B-A-R-F-I-E-L-D, first name Algeria, A-L-G-E-R-I-A, date of birth September 17, 1968, date of evaluation October 2, 2025, the chief complaint, 57-year-old female vet. Correction, 57-year-old male with atrial fibrillation. The HPI, the patient is a 57-year-old male with history of heart murmur who apparently was hospitalized at Summit Medical Center September 12 to September 15 with kidney infection, period. He was then found to have atrial fibrillation, period. The patient was advised to have a cardioversion, but he deferred, period. He has had no chest pain, however, reports shortness of breath since his kidney, end quote, has been swollen, period. He denies symptoms of orthopnea, period. Past medical history, one, borderline diabetes, past surgical history, hernia, the next number is status post motor vehicle accident, at which time he was hit in the head by a truck, medications, Aleve, one daily, Tylenol, 500 milligrams PRN. The allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, brother with diabetes, social history, patient reports prior history of cigarette smoking and marijuana use. He reports alcohol use but denies any other substance use, period. Review of system, constitutional. He has had some weight gain, period. Respiratory. He states that he has a spot on his lungs and liver. Cardiac. He has palpitations and history of murmur. Genitourinary. As noted, he has a dark spot on his kidney and liver. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 133/75, pulse 66, respiratory rate 18, height 67.5 inches, weight 226.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam reveals a tachycardia. He has an irregular rhythm, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrate sinus correction. ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation / flutter at a rate of 127 beats per minute, period. There are no significant ST/T-wave changes, period. The impression, this is a 57-year-old male with recent urinary tract infection who was found to have atrial fibrillation / flutter. He had been placed on anticoagulation to include Eliquis, period. The patient is now seen for evaluation. He is noted to have atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, period. The plan, I will start him on amiodarone 200 milligrams BID. Echocardiogram has been ordered. Will continue current anticoagulation. It appears that he did not get Eliquis and he was actually placed on Xarelto. Will continue Xarelto. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.